On this week's episode of Keeping It Real, Cam Marston says the big, loud, flag-waving events that used to spur his patriotism aren't doing it for him anymore.
I finished interviewing a guy for my radio show, and when the mics wore off, he said something that caught my attention. The show's topic focused on some trends he follows that point to a difficult future for a lot of people. His comment, "If the United States were a stock, I'd be selling." It may be taboo to say this, but I felt the same way recently. The United States as an idea has long made us proud, and rightfully so. We're in the land of abundant resources, in the cradle of technology and of space exploration. We're in the land of the free and the home of the brave. But right now, though, those grand ideas aren't doing much for me. They struggle to strike a chord. Where's the optimism and the hope our country has always represented? I don't feel it. It can't be gone, but where is it? News and information pointing to a dire future is easy to find. Staying positive, staying optimistic, staying motivated about many things, including our country, is harder now than ever before. At least it is for me. But the soul of our nation still exists somewhere, and I might have found it. It is, for me, no longer in the big grandiose proclamations and flag-waving events so often seen and heard around the 4th of July. It's not in the frothy speeches of politicians trying to be more patriotic, more red, white, and blue than their opponent. It's in the little things, the small, too easily overlooked, meaningful little things. To me, that's where our nation's soul can be found right now. They're out there, but you have to hunt for them. And I'll tell you about one. My 85-year-old father couldn't close the gate at his camp in Clark County last week. The tongue on the gate no longer lined up with its slot. It worked perfectly the day before. It's a big, heavy gate. He tried everything, and it wouldn't budge. Early the next morning, he went to the gas station up the road, and a man in a welding truck was getting a cup of coffee. My father explained his problem, and the guy said, "Take me there." Together, they heated the tongue with a torch, bent it a bit, and the tongue slipped easily into its slot. It was fixed. The guy refused payment and then drove on to work, all by 6:30 in the morning. Kindness, helpfulness, problem solving, fixing things, and then going to work. That's where the American ideal has always existed. But the grandiose shows of patriotism and chants of USA at the Olympics made me think that's where it lived. Not today, not anymore. It's in ordinary people with big hearts doing small favors for each other. To my radio guest, hold on to that American stock. Its look is changing. But it's guys like the one who helped my father that will make this stock hold its value. I'm Cam Marston, and I'm just trying to keep it real.
To hear more commentaries, search for Keeping It Real with Cam Marston on your favorite podcast app. Or follow Cam Marston on social media.